This is VFR Kature and you're listening to WGXC Accra 98.7 FM.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network.
I'm Tom Rowe in Accra, and you've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show. Today, we will hear about the peace rallies locally this weekend. There were at least three, Woodstock, Hudson, and Albany. We'll hear a detailed report about the sounds of the Albany protest for peace in Ukraine. Also, we'll hear the national headlines from the Public News Service and the local Better Weather, the Catskill Maker Syndicate. And it all begins after the local news, which is next, starting off the WGXC Morning Show. Stay tuned.
This is the news. This is the network, network. On air, in air, waves controlled. On air, in air, channel connection. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. This is the network, network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network, network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network, network. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network, network. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network, network.
This is the news.
This is the network.
This is the news.
This is the network.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-I's into here's how you can's. Visit dedicatedpresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Victorian-era Valentines of Schaefer, Minnesota. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. Heather Bellow reports for the Berkshire Eagle that the Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection has ordered the Housatonic Water Works Company in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, to present by April 4th a proposal for reducing levels of a disinfectant byproduct linked to cancer in its drinking water. If the company fails to meet the deadline or secure an extension, legal action, quote, including but not limited to criminal prosecution, court-imposed civil penalties, or civil administrative penalties, unquote, could follow, according to a March 3rd notice from Deidre Dougherty with the Western Regional Office of the Department of Environmental Protection. The utility could also be added to the Federal Environmental Protection Agency's list of water systems that have not fixed problems requiring action. In the last half of 2021, the company reported elevated levels of haloacetic acid, a chlorine byproduct, also known as HAA5, and neglected to notify the public of some of the test results within the required 30 days. In addition, the company was late with some reports to the DEP. Waterworks co-owner and treasurer James Mercer said the company plans to fix the problem. Quote, all we're looking to do is follow the science on this and get the levels under control, unquote, he said. Quote, we fully intend to meet all the requirements, unquote. Customers have complained of periodic bouts of discolored water and sediment for the past 10 years. Pressed by residents, town officials are considering a takeover of the company, and residents are asking top state officials for help. And more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle.
Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that Governor Kathy Hochul said March 3rd that New York is ready to welcome any refugees from the war in Ukraine. Department of Homeland Security officials earlier in the day approved special refugee status for nationals leaving the country amid the Russian invasion. New York State is already home to the largest Ukrainian community in the United States, including a small group in Jewett in Greene County. Now more than a million people are leaving Ukraine to escape Russian troops. Hochul said, and I quote, "Russia's unjustified and unprovoked attack on the sovereign and democratic country of Ukraine has led to human rights abuses, senseless violence against innocent civilians, and an unprecedented humanitarian crisis that has created more than 1 million refugees in only a week," end quote. She went on to say, and I quote, "As I've said before, with the Statue of Liberty standing tall in our harbor, New York stands ready to open our arms and provide a safe haven to all Ukrainians," end quote. Afghan refugees have already been moving into the Hudson Valley after the collapse of the government there and the takeover by the Taliban. And you can read more about this story at New York State of Politics.
Valerie White reports for Porcupine Soup that the Greene County Sheriff's Office is looking to reopen its shooting range in Cairo. The facility has been closed for 4 years, but officials are hoping to see it open again so members can train locally. The range is located on approximately 50 acres of county-owned land near the Emergency Services Center. At the March 2nd meeting of the Greene County Legislature Public Safety Committee, representatives of the department spoke with lawmakers on plans for the range. The work required would include the recovery of lead that accumulated over years of shooting, as the shooting range was closed without properly cleaning the environment. Sheriff Peter Kuzminski said the agency is in talks with remediation companies in search of the best solutions. Sergeant Sean Marriott suggested that a range services firm would be able to remove lead from the hillside. "Once the lead is removed," Marriott said, "the rear embankment could be reshaped and reangled. In the future, the county could install special boxes to catch the lead. Quote, I think DEC would like that better," unquote, said County Administrator Sean Groden. Quote, "But if boxes cost hundreds of thousands of dollars, the budget may not allow us to do something like that," unquote. Legislator Harry Lennon, who represents Cairo and has not received any complaints about the range returning, he said in the past there were complaints of excessive noise when outside agencies used the range. "If it were to open," Lennon said, "he would like to see the range used only by the county sheriff's office." Kaminsky said, quote, "We have to have firearms training somewhere, so we are trying to accommodate those needs. The department is looking for the most cost-effective way to do this," unquote. More about the story at porcupinesoup.com.
Steve Hughes reports for the Times Union that Albany County Redistricting Commission is beginning its process with the first of four public meetings on March 8th. The commission needs to draw new maps for the 39 legislative districts. Commission member Thomas Kilgan said, and I quote, "The more we can get people aware and interested, the better off we'll be," end quote. The last three Albany County redistricting efforts led to federal lawsuits that claimed the maps discriminated against minority neighborhoods in the city of Albany under the Voting Rights Act. Albany County lost all three lawsuits as the maps were deemed discriminatory and taxpayers were forced to shell out $1.7 million. Legislator William Clay, head of the Legislative Black Caucus, said of the latest redistricting, and I quote, "We're watching that process, but we're watching from a distance." Read more about this story in the Times Union.
Noah Eckstein reports for Columbia Green Media that the Hudson Industrial Development Agency unanimously agreed last week to pay the Columbia Economic Development Corporation 10% of each potential project fee, maximum of $10,000 per project, to help with administrative costs. This is different from previous agreement, where the IDA paid only $10,000 in total to the CEDC per year. Quote, "The economics of the new deal is far more equitable. We are effectively ensuring a fairer deal, helping us bring greater projects to Hudson," unquote, said Third Ward Alderperson and IDA Chair Ryan Wallace. The IDA says it promotes, encourages, attracts, and develops job opportunities, commerce, and industry in Hudson. The CEDC's stated goal is to attract economic growth to Columbia County. The original purpose of the recent IDA meeting was to review a proposal for a new hotel at North 4th and Warren Streets. However, the Galvin Foundation, the organization funding the project, needed more time to prepare. The foundation submitted a site plan application to the Hudson Planning Board in January, and that board is expected to discuss the project on March 8th. The IDA will hear presentations from representatives of two hotels at its meeting in April. F. Michael Tucker, CEO and president of the CEDC, said depending on what the city's zoning board of appeals decides, the group behind the potential conversion of the former Elks Lodge at 601 Union Street into a 30-room hotel may also give a presentation. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com.
TheUpstater.com prints a copy of LaFarge Holcomb's application for a mined land permit renewal. The Ravenna Cement Plant is proposing to modify the currently approved reclamation plan with different reclamation grading for the 12-acre life of mine area. The plan says LaFarge Holcomb would, and I quote, return the area to natural meadow vegetation, end quote, that is next to Route 9W. Public comments on the proposal must be submitted in writing by April 1st to Patricia M. Gadriel, 1130 North Westcott Road, Schenectady, New York, 12306. You can find more information about the application at theupstater.com.
And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day.
National Weather Service in Albany predicts a rainy Monday with a high near 56 and lows Monday night around 30. But mostly it should rain all day, up to 3/4 of an inch possible. Tuesday should be mostly sunny with a high near 37 and a low around 22. And Wednesday should be mostly cloudy with a high of 42 and a low around 26. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM Acre, Catskill, Hudson, radio for open ears. Monday, March 7th, tune in to all sorts of creative community voices on the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM. We'll hear local musician Tanya Usley at 9 a.m. on the WGXC Morning Show, at 10 a.m. on Time to Get on the Afrosonic Taxi for International Women's Day. Then we're playing favorites with Roxy Music. Brenda Donegan's show is live from the WGXC Hudson Studio in the basement of the First Presbyterian Church on Warren Street at 11 a.m. And at noon after the local news, it's time for the Deep Three show with tracks from Sophie Hutchings, Ola Kornberg, and the Tord Gustafsson Quartet, among others. Then there's brand new music from around the world at 2 p.m. on the Vital Weekly show, including tracks today from Joe Blanz, Kate Soper, and Bryce Hackford. At 7 p.m., it's time for the Law and Disorder show. At 8 p.m., the Bantu Knots radio show takes over with works from Nicola Conte, Vanessa Midi, and Alma Negra, among others. And then the Radiant Point show, Nick and Lisa from Palinville, comes out of Caro at 10 p.m. at the WGXC Acre studio. That's Radiant Point on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Get a local event mentioned on All Together Now. Go to WGXC.org and click on Add an Event at the top of the page. And copy and paste the information about your event in the boxes. Let's all get involved in our community. See what's going on at WGXC.org in the community calendar.
Niger guitarist Modour Matour brings his band to the Colony Cafe in Woodstock on Monday, March 21st. Matour is often compared to Prince and Eddie Van Halen for his renowned guitar playing, mostly on albums on the Sahel Sounds label. But his 2021 album, Afrique Victime, came out on the Matador label. He performs Monday, March 21st at 8 p.m. at the Colony Cafe in Woodstock. Go to the WGXC community calendar online for more information about this and many other local events.
Hello, WGXC listeners with open ears. This is Stephen Bradley with Bells, Bugs, Whispers, and Plinks. If you are listening, then you know how valuable and important WGXC is to your hearing pleasure and information needs. You are an important part of the survival of this station, as we cannot function without your generous support. You know that it costs money to sustain, bolster, and to make necessary technical improvements to stay on the air. Speaking of improvements, last month WGXC upgraded to cleaner energy by installing a solar panel that powers the broadcast tower. This means that WGXC is striving to shrink their carbon footprint and yet continue to grow and expand their pioneering radio programming that you would expect. Please help us reach our membership goals by becoming a sustaining member today. Support your ears with one of the most creative radio stations in the nation by giving to WGXC 90.7 FM.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Monday, March 7th. We are 14.7% of the way through the year, just 13 days left until spring. That is right, less than 2 weeks away. Time to get those plants started inside and possibly think about some of that spring cleaning. Early morning temperatures range from 33 in Hubble Corners to 41 in Ulster Park. Today is going to fall into the cool and wet category. Rain all day long could get strong at times. About a third of an inch of rain is expected. Temperatures will be a bit wonky. 46 degrees by noon, 50 by dark, then we peak around 9 p.m. reaching 55 degrees. And that will be just before the rain stops. Then, travel overnight might get a little tricky, especially up north, because temperatures fall to 33 degrees by dawn, making freezing possible in some spots. Tuesday will be dry with a gusty morning and a high of 41 degrees at 2 p.m. 25 degrees overnight takes us into a Wednesday with a moist afternoon and a high of 45 degrees. A low of 30 happens near dawn on Thursday, before bouncing back up to 50 degrees. Friday and Saturday are looking cool and wet. The hottest temperature expected this week is 54 degrees. The coldest temperature this week, 23. A marked improvement over the previous couple weeks. Hopefully a sign of things to come. Sunset today will be at 5:38 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:17 a.m. Looking way up, we see some sunspots are rotating into view that, according to handicappers, has a 25% chance of causing flare activity today. Solar wind speed is currently 516 kilometers per second at 8.6 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 8 megahertz till dark, then fair across the board overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 3, quiet. The current sunspot number is 82. And this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate and WGXC. Your local, not just for weather, but for everything and everyone that you see every day. So if you want to help keep that patchwork together, head on over to WGXC.org, click on donate, and become one of my personal heroes by signing up as a sustaining supporter. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Rhodes Adler of Hudson, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Hello. Hello, Mr. Taylor.
What do you want?
Turn on the radio.
I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you.
You're being grotesque.
The radio, remember? Make it work.
Radio. It tends to induce.
Slows down. Now it's pretty late.
Why don't you switch on the radio?
I refuse to discuss it any further.
Oh, please, you must.
Please don't treat me like a mental patient.
Do you believe that? Not for a second. Do you realize what this means?
Don't look for it, Taylor.
That's the radio.
Thank you, Mr. Taylor.
Then suddenly...
You've tuned into WGXC 90.7 FM during our pledge drive. We need your help at WGXC.org/donate. Go there today, right now. We need your help. We need two people to become sustaining supporters in this next hour so that wild signals keep coming your way. 518-697-7400 is the number to call.
The Lollipop Guild only listens to WGXC ACRA 90.7 FM.
Or go online to WGXC.org/donate. That's WGXC.org/donate. During our winter-spring pledge drive, it's our sustainable pledge drive where we are trying to sustain community radio in this area as we also try to sustain community radio in this area. How are we doing that? We're adding solar. WGXC sometime this week is going to throw the switch and become a solar-powered radio station. And also sometime this week, WGXC is going to release the Android version of its WGXC app in the App Store. The WGXC app allows you to broadcast, to transmit, to receive, and send. You can do both with the WGXC app that's available in the App Store right now for Mac, but any day now for Android users too. This is some of what we are doing for the community to keep WGXC sustainable, and we need the community to help us out and become sustaining supporters. Just 17 cents a day lets you become a sustaining supporter at WGXC to make sure that all sorts of voices get access to their own airwaves, the public airwaves. 90.7 FM is the only sliver locally that's available to the public where you can walk in the door anytime and have your say, where you can do your own show, you can help behind the scenes, where you can do all sorts of things. That's right, we need your assistance in transmission, either through the WGXC app or going to WGXC.org/donate today. That's WGXC.org/donate, and making a donation. Become a sustaining supporter today to keep the community radio on tomorrow.
You're listening to The Morning Show on WGXC 90.7 FM.
WGXC's Sustainable Pledge Drive is continuing through March 18th. We need your help to make WGXC a sustainable force in the local media landscape, a place where the soapbox stays up for people to stand on and have their say, a place that's a framework for community involvement and community conversation. That's WGXC.org/donate is where you can go to become a sustaining supporter of all that and make sure there's one sliver of the dial, 90.7 FM, where folks have access to their own public airwaves. That's the force and motto behind WGXC. You can do your own show here, and you can help out. You can call in. You can have your say about whatever issue is bothering you or whatever song you need to hear. It's WGXC.org. In your corner, please be in our corner at WGXC.org/donate during our Sustainable Pledge Drive through March 18th. Thank you. This past weekend, there were at least three local rallies for peace in the Ukraine as Russia invaded Ukraine last week, and we've watched on television and social media all sorts of deaths and destruction since. There were rallies in Woodstock and in Hudson and in Albany, and our friends at WOOC have this report about the Albany peace rally.
Peace rallies under the slogans of Stop the War in Ukraine, Russian Troops Out, No NATO Expansion took place around this world this weekend on the call of Code Pink, Stop the War Coalition, the Campaign for Nuclear Disarmament, and No to NATO. One of the peace rallies took place at Townsend Park in Albany on March 5th, sponsored by the Green Party along with Bethlehem Neighbors for Peace. While most peace groups in the United States condemn the illegal Russian military invasion in Ukraine, some groups do prefer to focus on the misbehavior of the United States and expanding NATO and supporting the 2014 overthrow of the elected Ukrainian government. In part one of rally coverage, we hear from Peter Lavinia of the Green Party, Mabel Leon of Women Against War and Grannies for Peace, and Dan Wilcox of Veterans for Peace.
Peter Lavinia, I'm co-chair of the Green Party in New York. I want to thank each of you for joining us today. When xenophobia, media propaganda, and war fever in the U.S. seem as powerful as they did in 2002 or 2003, the Green Party is a peace party. It's one of our key values. We stand apart from the Democrats and Republicans who are mouthpieces of the military-industrial complex, and they are edging the world closer to nuclear conflict so their donors can earn super profits. Joe Biden has talked about an $800 billion military budget while he cuts off support to children and families. We know that he wants to send billions of dollars more to Ukraine so that he can continue the war. This war is being fought over a country with enormous gas and oil reserves that will send us further down the path of catastrophic climate change. And I don't think that the leaders in Russia or the leaders in the United States actually care what happens to the people in Ukraine. They want those oil reserves. We call for an immediate ceasefire between the warring parties in Ukraine and the immediate resumption of diplomacy in order to resolve and end this conflict. We condemn both Russia, which has conducted an illegal invasion of Ukraine, terrorizing and killing civilians and threatening nuclear war, and the United States and NATO, which has fomented this war by aiding the illegal coup in 2014 in Ukraine, sending $3 billion worth of weaponry in the last 8 years, and training soldiers in Ukraine, supporting the Ukrainian oligarchs and a government that allows neo-Nazis to operate with impunity. This is the first imperialist conflict that's played out on the battlefield since World War II. Ukraine is being used as a proxy, first for Russia to try to expand its power, and the US-NATO bloc to try to encircle Russia with bases and missiles. Russia's a nuclear power. Putin is no friend of the working class. Russia's victory will secure an occupied Ukraine and rule by military force. Is it any wonder that Ukraine's oil and gas reserves lie mostly off Crimea and in the east? What Russia has done is illegal and condemnable. But let us understand that the United States and its ruling class long ago chose to provoke Russia in their own drive to dominate the world. They have expanded NATO eastwards, even though scholars like John Mearsheimer warned them it would provoke Russia. Our military-industrial complex has salivated over this. Just this week, weapons contractor stocks hit record highs. Our petrochemical industry is thirsting to gain access to European markets and cut off Russia. As soon as the war started, we said, we'll send you liquid natural gas. The IPCC came out with a report that said we are edging ever closer to catastrophic climate change. We have ringed Russia with military bases and missiles. The U.S. wants this conflict. The U.S. has supported that Ukrainian state rule by oligarchs after the coup. The president now is surrounded by neo-Nazis who have been given a free hand to conduct terror campaigns. They have been goaded by the U.S. into rejecting Minsk 1 and 2, agreements with Russia that could have ended conflict and given the Eastern Territory some autonomy. 14,000 people have died in the last 8 years because of this. We're not told about that. And the U.S. dangled the false promise of NATO membership to Ukraine. Russia's inflicting the same horrors on Ukraine as the U.S. did in Kosovo, Afghanistan, Iraq, Libya, and Syria, and in which the U.S. supports in Palestine and Yemen.
We hear next from Mabel Leon of Women Against War and Grannies for Peace.
I am, as an activist for peace and justice for 60 years. And guess what? I can't retire. War, by definition, is an atrocity. It is horror. It is destruction. It takes the strongest toll on civilians. Every dollar that you spend on military destruction, you take out of the mouths of the people who need housing, education, health care. In our own country, when we spend money on military, and in those other countries. People around the world have the right to choose their governments. No country should be subject to another through war, through colonialism, through economic domination. Ukraine has a right to exist, and our goal is to end the war. Our message is a united message. Stop the war. Stop the violence. Stop the destruction, and negotiate. And negotiation needs to occur by all parties on all levels. And it needs to occur with the same skill, the same energy, and the same focus that we put into the military conflict. We must understand there can be no expansion of NATO. And we also need to acknowledge that the dependence on fossil fuels, which has made Russia powerful, take away that power. Establish green power, sustainable energy. Put the effort there. We need to stand with the Ukrainian people who are fighting the Russian war machine at great odds. Over 1 million people have left, and clearly the whole infrastructure of Ukraine is being attacked. Schools, kindergartens, hospitals, apartment buildings. And Putin has threatened nuclear issues and has said that his nation is on nuclear alert. That is a very dangerous position to take. Putting a country on a military alert only increases the chance for an accident or an incident. We can't control Putin, but we should put putting as much pressure as we possibly can on our own country. We must state emphatically no first strike under any circumstances, and we all must work and pressure our government to reduce nuclear weapons all over the world. Nuclear weapons will destroy all of us. We also stand with the Russian people who have been out in the streets saying, stop the war. At great personal risk to them, we make our statement, stop the war, stop the violence, establish an immediate ceasefire, let Ukraine live.
We finish part one with Dan Wilcox of Veterans for Peace.
Veterans for Peace encourages diplomacy, not war. Veterans for Peace condemns the invasion of Ukraine. Our mission remains the same. We are committed to a sustainable and just peace. As veterans, we know increased violence only fuels extremism. We have watched, and in some cases our members are firsthand witnesses to how the people of Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, Libya, Yemen, etc. have had their countries and lives destroyed by U.S. and Russian military involvement. The only sane course now is a commitment to genuine diplomacy with serious negotiations, without which conflict would easily spiral out of control to the point of further pushing the world toward nuclear war. Genuine diplomacy is a commitment to compromise and maintaining open lines of communication. We reject punitive sanctions that harshen the lives of people across the region. The majority of sanctions that Biden is proposing are not tools of diplomacy, nor are they nonviolent methods of foreign policy. They do not target those responsible for war, but affect vulnerable civilian populations by limiting access to basic necessities. The U.S. has a responsibility to pursue genuine diplomacy, to push for an immediate ceasefire and withdrawal, and to apply pressure on other nations to do the same. Veterans for Peace recognizes that this current crisis did not just happen in the last few days, but represents decades of policy decisions and government actions that have only contributed to the building of antagonism and aggression between countries. We must respond to this current crisis and continue to address the causes of war by redirecting the military budget towards human needs, pushing for the global abolition of nuclear weapons, and eliminating the ability of corporations to profit from war.
This has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.
That interview was from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
We also have the honor of making two big announcements at this time.
Yes.
Very exciting. The final work is now being done on the solar panels on the roof at Wave Farm to make WGXC a solar-powered radio station.
That's incredible. That is really quite an achievement.
That's a huge, huge achievement.
Amen, yeah.
Leading the world with solar-powered radio. And number two, the Android version of the WGXC app will be working soon. It should be available sometime in March for free in the App Store, just like the Mac version or the Apple version. And also just want to remind everybody who is listening, especially, that our winter pledge drive is coming up from March 6th through the 18th. So we can look forward to some of that extra special pledge drive programming that our show hosts put together.
Sunny. Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny. You smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the sunshine bouquet. Sunny, thank you for the love you brought my way. You gave to me your all in all, and now I feel 10 feet tall. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the truth you let me see. Sunny, thank you for the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like windblown sand, then a rock was formed when we held hands. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for that smile upon your face. Sunny, thank you for that gleam that flows with grace. You're my spark of nature's fire. You're my sweet, complete desire. Sunny one so true, yes, I love you. Sunny, yesterday all my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really, really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here.
My sunny one shines so sincere, sunny one so true. I love you, I love you, I love
you. And we love you at WGXC, and we are hoping that you love us back during the WGXC Spring Winter Pledge Drive. It's our sustainable pledge drive, where we're trying to sustain community radio on the air at 90.7 FM, WGXC 90.7 FM. You could go to wgxc.org/donate right now and become a sustaining supporter to make sure that community voices have a place to be heard, a soapbox to stand on, a framework for discussion in the community. Wavefarms WGXC provides public access to the airwaves and is committed to making sure that the people in the communities we serve are able to tell their own stories, tune in to make sense of key events, and hear fact-based information and insights. We are quirky, willing to take risks, and most importantly, we provide a unique open door to diverse creative voices. Where else can you get local headlines and school closings? Participate in on-air dialogue with your neighbors about an important issue. Hear radio artists sculpt with the airwaves and listen to Amy Goodman and Democracy Now! Live without moving the dial. In addition to artists dedicated to the medium of radio, most of the voices you hear on WGXC began as novices, with nothing more than a desire to share music or sounds or ideas with listeners. As a result of listener support, WGXC is now a framework by which volunteer on-air hosts become radio makers. But while our programmers give freely of their time to make radio, listener-supported radio is not free. It costs thousands of dollars every month to keep WGXC on the air. For just 35 cents a day or $10 a month, you can become a WGXC monthly sustaining supporter and help maintain community radio by giving a specified amount each month. That's right. You can keep the radio on the air. If you enroll now as a new sustaining supporter, that pledge will not only benefit WGXC, it will also help the civilians in war-torn Ukraine. A generous anonymous supporter has pledged to match your first month contribution to WGXC with a donation to the CNN Public Good campaign, supporting humanitarian efforts in Ukraine and or the Come Back Alive, the largest foundation providing support to the Ukrainian armed forces. Donate now by going to wgxc.org/donate. You help your local community and you help the world community. And you also help the world community because WGXC is going solar this week. A solar-powered radio station will have much less impact on the environment. In fact, it will have a positive impact on the environment as local voices on the air talk about important environmental issues. We are going mad solar this week. We're flipping the switch and becoming a solar-powered radio station, one that you want to support. If you value Wavefarms WGXC and want to keep it part of your daily life, we ask you that you make a tax-deductible contribution to keep local and adventurous content freely available on the Upper Hudson Valley Radio Dial and online at wavefarm.org/listen. Thank you so much for supporting independent voices and sounds. And go to wgxc.org to make your donation today. listening to Chet Baker on the radio at WGXC.
Five people are said to have been killed in the Ukrainian capital of Kiev after the Russian airstrikes hit the Kievan television tower.
On Russia's state TV, audiences are only being told what the Kremlin wants them to know about the war in Ukraine. This new Russian army video shows troops handing out humanitarian aid. They claim Russian forces are giving civilians safe passage from the fighting, a message reinforced in President Putin's latest state TV speech.
Our military have provided corridors in all areas of combat action.
The terrible reality the rest of the world sees, shelling of civilians, suffering, death and destruction, never gets aired on Russian state TV. And many Russians believe their government, that the war was forced on them by Ukraine, backed by NATO.
I know the truth. This was a forced measure on our side. After what Russia went through in World War II, it's madness to believe we want war.
I see what's on TV when I'm getting ready for work. We try not to get too involved in it because we've got enough of our own problems.
Some do care enough to reach beyond state TV, but even then, they're not convinced by what they see.
Yes, I have heard that some civilians, even children, have died, but I'm not sure I can believe it, because there is fake news. They are making money.
Obedient anchors on state TV never question the Kremlin's version of facts and reinforce its tropes about denazification. No mention that President Zelensky is Jewish or Russian missiles killed civilians near a Holocaust memorial in Kyiv. Even so, some mostly younger Russians see through their government's lies, get their news from friends, independent and social media.
Almost all of us are understanding this thing, that there is a lot of lie around. So we do not know what's happening.
I think this is a crime, an aggression against a neighboring country. Our government invaded, now they are killing people.
That's awful. What can we think about it? Normal people understand everything, but we can't do anything. Because we're afraid, like everyone else.
The government is so worried independent media could challenge their narrative. In the past few days, it shut down two outlets and is right now preparing a law that would criminalize what it calls fake media. It could carry a maximum 15-year jail sentence. Despite the Kremlin's best efforts at controlling the narrative, many Russians have taken to the streets, angered by Putin's war. More than 7,500 people arrested so far. Including this elderly lady at a protest in St. Petersburg Wednesday. And no surprise, this video has yet to be shown on state media.
Pardon? I don't understand. Can't I get out of here? I don't like it anymore. I'm so bad in my room. I'm on the air. Thank you.
He lay compressed, crushed by an enormous vacuum. He lay compressed, crushed by an enormous vacuum. He lay compressed, crushed by an enormous vacuum. In his sleep, Sebastian Hermes dreamed of the grave. For the second time in his life, he felt the weight of footsteps of someone moving towards his grave.
Let's load up and let's go, okay?
Sheriff's deputies went door to door, making sure everyone, including pets, got to safety.
Come on, babies! Up you go! Up you go!
Oh, go, go, go!
They even rescued horses at a local stable.
Let's go this way, guys.
Coming.
As smoke took over a popular shopping center.
Russians love their children too. How can